Well, it turns out all those fake meat products that, Bill Gates is pushing, they're not healthy for you. We've known that for quite some time, but now there's a study that backs just that. It comes out from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And ultimately, what's going on right now is we're hearing that all these fake meats, like Beyond Meat Burgers and Impossible Burgers, well, they give you an increase in things like diabetes and heart risk, which is interesting. Now, the study followed people who were eating these products for 8 weeks, and as a result, they had higher blood sugar levels. And well, that's compared to folks who eat real meats. And so it's very interesting because, again, we've told you this on the show before, this push for all of these meat alternatives, it's just a whole bunch of chemicals being pushed into your body that you shouldn't have in the first place. Joining me to discuss all of this is JD Rucker. He is the co-founder of BriannaMeat.com. JD, thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it. Now, you and I talk about it all the time. These products, these alternative meat products, they are not healthy for Americans to be consuming, and yet they're pushing it on to all of us. So what do you make of this latest study?
Well, it's not surprising at all. Look, I remember there was this one time. Just a quick story. I took my son. This is, gosh, over a decade ago. Took my son out. We saw this new restaurant. We went to check it out. Didn't notice that what it was. We started eating the food, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. And it was the one and only time that either of us in our entire lives have ever had fake meat. I had the fake chicken where they spell it without the C. And he had a beef product, and it's like, oh no, this is all vegan and safe and healthy. And I'm like, there's nothing healthy about what I just ate. Okay. Now the science over a decade later finally proves what I knew in two bites of my fake chicken. Think about it like this. We're given food. Okay. God has given us the ability to eat and to grow our own food, to raise our own food. When you start letting science, trust the science, that's where you start getting into some bad stuff. And look, I get it. There's a lot of people that just don't want to eat meat. Fine. Eat nuts if you want to. If you don't want to enjoy a nice juicy steak or anything like that, then eat soybeans or edamame or something like that. Don't eat this stuff. Like the crap that's on there right now, Impossible Burger. I can tell you without ever trying one that it is impossible for me to ever ever enjoy it. Now the science says, oh, by the way, it's also going to kill you. So that's just another reason that people should eat high quality all American beef.
Well, I think it's interesting, right? We've been talking about this for a while now. They're pushing all of these meat alternatives onto the American people, and they're doing so without really telling them what's in these products. And well, if you flip over the packaging and you look what the ingredients are, most of us can't even pronounce them. That's usually a disqualifier for me. If I can't pronounce it, I'm not eating it. So most people are just kind of not really feeling the fake meats these days, and they're flopping. A lot of these companies are flopping, and it's really no secret. But the mainstream push for people to eat these products is pretty extreme. And thankfully, none of my friends are eating it. I remember I had one friend who loved getting, and we'd have barbecues all the time, but he loved when I'd bring, because I had to get it for him because he doesn't eat meat. We probably shouldn't be friends, actually, now that I think about it. But we get him these Impossible Burgers, and I'd grill them for him, and he'd be like, "Theirs are so great." And he's like, "You should try one." I'm like, "I'm not going to try one." But now I just sent him this article to remind him that they're not good, and he's completely cut it out. He's actually eating chicken these days, which is a plus for the rest of us. But it's so concerning that they keep pushing this onto the American people. There's not many studies being done on the chemicals that they're putting into these foods, but they're telling you to try it. They're telling you to eat it. They're making all these restaurants where they push these products, and so it's concerning. I even saw Burger King actually at one point was selling these burgers, and it's just gross. But I want to talk about real meat, and I want to talk about BriannaMeat.com. That's your website where you sell real beef products. Now, these products don't have any other ingredients. It's literally just beef, which we like. So let's talk about the services you offer, because these are great products that give our audience kind of an alternative on how they can do all of this for themselves. If, God forbid, there were like a doomsday or a weather issue, maybe a hurricane, and you had to survive in your home without electricity for a couple of days, this is a good alternative. So tell us about your products over at BriannaMeat.com.
I'm sorry, I had to cough there because it's like, oh my gosh, I want to say something so badly, but I can't. And then you said everything that I wanted to say. So who could have expected that? It is important, like you said, that that we have one ingredient. We literally have. I want to stress that. I think everybody in your audience needs to know that when they go to briannameat.com and they use promo code BREE for 25% off, B-R-E or B-R-E 25, they can get 25% off, that when they do that, they are ordering a bag that literally has one ingredient. It's just beef. We don't add preservatives. It gets its 25-year shelf life through by being freeze-dried and by us using oxygen absorbers. We don't add any chemicals. We don't even add salt. You know, we had, it's funny, one of the, who was it, Wrangler Star, you know, she did an unboxing and she got her very first bag and she's doing it live on the screen and she opens the bag and she takes a bite and she's like, oh, you know, she has to spit it out. She reads, oh, you're supposed to reconstitute it first. And then cuts to the part where she's got it in the water and she's, this is really good. And it was like, oh, wow. You know, yeah. At first I thought, oh my gosh, she's trashing us. But no, she's trashing us she wasn't trashing us. She was just noting, yeah, you got to rehydrate it. But that's how we're able to do it, is we take all of the moisture out of there. We take all of the oxygen out of there. We put it in thick Mylar bags so there's zero light. And those are the three, you add critters to the mix. So between those four things, those are the things that can spoil food. People ask, how do you get 25-year shelf life with only one ingredient? Well, that's how. We freeze dry it. We put it in the bags with the oxygen absorbers. You don't let any light in. And now you can eat it in 2049 at briannameat.com. But back to answer your original question, you know, what is it that we're offering? We're offering survival food. This is for people that don't want to eat not just impossible burgers today, but they also don't want to eat low quality. I hate to say it, but low quality survival food. Look, you shouldn't have to. If all you can afford is beans and rice, great, fine. That you can survive, but you're not going to like the apocalypse very much. Whereas our customers that go to briannameat.com, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is so good. I'm so happy that the world is ending and the apocalypse is here because I get to eat my briannameat.com beef for the next 25 years and I'll be fine. Okay, so that's not actually what they say, but you get the idea.
Yeah, no, I get it. And that's what's so important about these products, right? Because I've actually eaten your products before, and I've done it before myself, where you take the meat, you put it in a bowl, then in a pot, I boil beef broth, I let that boil, then when it's boiled, I pour it over the beef, and I let it sit there, and it rehydrates pretty quickly, I'd say. And it honestly does taste exactly like you think it would taste, like beef. And, you know, my final touch on it was just a little soy sauce and it was good to go. You could add anything though. Teriyaki sauce is also another favorite of mine as well. So there's so many different ways to utilize your products. I think it's important because, well, here in the state of Florida, we're, you know, approaching hurricane season and you never know when you might be stuck in your home for a couple of weeks because we know our government isn't very trustworthy these days, and they don't really have a great response time on anything these days as well. So it's good to kind of have your own supply and not rely on your government and to just be ready in case something does happen. And that's exactly what your products do. And you're getting cuts of meat that are amazing, right? We're talking filet mignon, New York strip, all of these great cuts. And you're not getting, and this is what's so important, folks, you're not getting the fat. This is the trimmed down version of it. You're just getting the meat and the best protein possible. So it's a great option to have in your home. And just for listening today, you guys are doing this great promotion. It's temporary, so it's not going to be going on forever, folks. If you use promo code BREE25, that's B-R-E-2-5, you're going to secure up to 25% off. Now, here's what's even better about this, right? Because normally it's about 15% off, but now it's 25 just for a limited time. But if you also become a subscriber, you're going to lock in those great prices. And then you're also going to get 10% off on top of everything. So it's Brie25, B-R-E-2-5. And when you subscribe, you get 10% off. But it's good because, well, you could build your supply up. And that's what's so important. And also when you subscribe, you're also getting the free shipping as well. So it's just such a great option for our folks at home looking to build up their supply slowly. It's great. It's a great tool. JD, I know I'm building up my supply here in my little apartment and I've got my stuff stored in my closet space right now. And it's going to last up to 25 years. So I'm excited for that. We're good. We're safe. I'm a big beef eater. So I'm not too concerned if something were to happen. But for those at home, why is it so important for them to start building up their supply now?
Yeah. So because of the shelf life, because it does last for so long, it's not something where it's like, oh my gosh, I've got to, you know, if you're getting, like, let's say you're getting cans, and I think people should get cans, by the way. You should get, if as long as you can eat canned food, which I don't like it very much, but if you can eat canned food and if you can survive off that for a little while, great. You know, if you got fresh food that you can survive off for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, great. You know, stagger it all out. But at some point, you're going to run out of the cans. You're going to run out of the everything else. And this is where having something with such a long shelf life and with such high quality protein, such as at BriannaMeat.com, having that stocking up over time, this is how you're going to protect yourself and your family. Think of it almost like, I hate to use the word insurance because I think technically I'm not even allowed to use the word insurance, but we'll go ahead and take a risk. It's kind of like food insurance. It's yeah. Like, you know, even if they outlaw beef, which is possible, if you've been paying attention, even if they make it to where, hey, everybody's got to eat Impossible Burgers. No, I want to be able to say, no, I'm not going to eat Impossible Burgers. I'm going to eat actual beef because you guys say that it's killing the environment. You guys say that it's killing people. Well, now we have the science that shows, no, it's actually the other way around. The alternatives, whether it's Impossible Burgers, lab-grown meat, insects, those are the things that I would argue aren't going to be good for you, whether it's today, tomorrow, during the apocalypse, after the apocalypse. You should just get your meat and stock up as much as you can at BriannaMeat.com.
Yeah, and when you use the promo code BRI25, you're getting that exclusive 25% off. Plus, if you subscribe, you get an extra 10% off. You're locking in those great prices, and then you're also getting free shipping. And you guys are also donating an additional 10% of your proceeds over to a great veteran cause. So we love that, of course. So remember, guys, if you're looking to build up your supply or just looking to look around, head over right now to BriannaMeat.com. And when you use the promo code BRI25, you're securing 25% off, which is a great deal, plus free shipping. And then if you subscribe, you're getting the additional 10%. So again, it's just BriannaMeat.com. JD, thank you so much for joining us. I always love speaking to you. These conversations regarding fake meat alternatives being pushed onto all of us is something that you and I are very passionate about. We're very passionately against all this nonsense. So it's always good to have you on to talk about it.
Thank you for having me. And God bless you and your audience and your producers. I always forget to mention your producers, who are fantastic. Bless Very them great. As well. Let's protect ourselves with
blessings everywhere.
And blessings everywhere.
Thank you, JD. You as well. Thank you.